Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.
If that doesn't get you energized for the week, I don't know what will. That ought to do it right there. Thank you, Coach Probst. We all needed that. Well, I don't need that because I enjoy Mondays, but many of you probably did need that little energy injection right there. Crazy Charlie just gave you with that audio drop. 615-844-5600. Twitter at Bill is King. And if you want to email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. What all do we have? I'll tell you what. A lot to get to from the weekend. Obviously, we did not have college football, which makes our universe spin on the correct axis. But nonetheless, we always negotiate the non-playing portion of the season with excellence. So I'm not worried about that. Matter of fact, I like the rhythm of the calendar, because college football is so rapidly given to us and then taken away that it makes you yearn for more. So I understand it. It's healthy. It's good. I figured that out a long time ago. And I've been telling you about it for a long time, too. But I will say this. You know, we don't spend a lot of time on the NFL ever on this show, because that's not what our enjoyment level is. That's not what we like. We like the Saturday game. But the family, the kids, they love the Titans. So the Titans game was on yesterday. They got a lead early and then just could not keep Patrick Mahomes and that phenomenal Kansas City offense out of the end zone after that. Pretty good game, though. And then after that, of course, you had 49ers, Green Bay. So the Super Bowl is set up. Yep. So the NFL was on every TV in the house. You walk by, there it is. You walk by over here, there it is. You walk by over there, there it is. And I you know what? I'll say this. For me, I actually enjoyed it. Now, I didn't have a lot of time to just sit and concentrate on it, but I actually enjoyed it. Kansas City, watching them reminds me of a college team. Now, obviously, they're an NFL team, but I'm just saying the style and the fun they have reminds me of a college team. That is a fun team to watch. And here locally, the 615 Titans get back to the AFC Championship game for the first time. I believe the stat is in, 17 years? It's been a while. Of course, the Super Bowl year where they got to the Super Bowl was 99. We actually took the show down for that. That was pre satellite radio. Satellite radio didn't exist. And that was in Atlanta, and there was a big ice storm down there. We took the show. That was a little over 20 years ago. We were down in Atlanta for that. But, yeah, it was on. But, yeah, Kansas City is a fun team to watch. Now, a few things. I know you're going to want to get into maybe a little college basketball and maybe the transfer portal or recruiting or whatever it is. We'll handle all that today. There was a report over the weekend that De'Aaron King had selected Miami. I don't know if that's final. It doesn't sound like it's final, even though it sounds like that's what's trending. Does that make sense with him? Yeah. It sounds like maybe that's what he's thinking, but it's not over yet. Maybe Arkansas still involved, whoever else. I don't know. I know that was reported, and then it kind of eased a little bit over the weekend. Oh, John in L.A. said, Bill, talk a little bit about Graham Harrell going to the Eagles. I don't know if that's happened either. Sounds like it might be trending, but that doesn't sound final either. It's just another bit of bad news for Coach Clay Helton at Southern Cal. Yeah, Southern Cal is basically like Vanderbilt. Well, the way they act in some cases, because in this case with Helton, there's very little chance of success. They bring in the Cincinnati athletic director to, you would think, be the first outsider who can come in here and actually make outside-the-box decisions that make sense and not take the lazy way out and hire somebody who would have taken the job for a nickel. And then he comes in and doesn't do anything, which shocked a lot of people, including me. You prolong the Graham Harrell or the Clay Helton item when you know what the ultimate future outcome is going to be. It's not going to be good enough. And if you're Graham Harrell, if I've got the option to take an NFL gig and a fresh set of circumstances, I would do it. Now, Southern Cal's got offensive talent. They got the Clovis kid at quarterback. They have Amon-Ra St. Brown at wide receiver. There's talent there, but I'd go ahead and get on the hell out. So, John, I don't know anything more about it other than I see what you see. I don't know if anything new has occurred there as far as a decision that's been made. Saturday night, let me go back to a couple nights ago. Saturday night, there's not a whole lot going on. There's some basketball games that are boring. And, boy, the level of college basketball right now is not good. College basketball, whoever wins the Natty this year in April, March Madness and then April, ain't a good-looking team, comparatively speaking. It is not a high level of college basketball. And what all did I have on over the weekend? You had the Kentucky-Arkansas game was on. But Saturday night, now let me bring it back local just a little bit. At Memorial Gym at Vanderbilt, you had Tennessee and Vanderbilt. Now, Tennessee and Vanderbilt used to be a thing. It's not really anymore. Now, neither likes each other, but it's not a thing. It's compared to what it was 25 years ago when the whole city would be affixed to it. It's not really a thing. It's a fake thing nowadays. And in Memorial Gym, Saturday night, it was Tennessee and Vanderbilt. The first half might be the worst basketball I've ever seen in my life. I tweeted, you could be at the YMCA. Let me replace that. Let's say you and your family are new to some city and you're thinking about joining the rec, the local rec center. It's got the basketball court. It's got the indoor-outdoor pool. It's got the workout area. It's got the track that goes over the basketball court. Has got the areas where you can do yoga and all the various other things, Pilates, all that. You're thinking about it. So, you know, when you go there, they give you a tour. Somebody is assigned to show you around, to sell you on the place. Maybe get a family membership. And let's say during that walkthrough, you're looking around trying to see if this is a place you'd like to join for you and your family. You walk by and you see the geriatrics playing pickleball, which is kind of like fake tennis, right? Inside, kind of fake tennis, badminton, whatever it is. Isn't that what pickleball is? Think it is. That right there That moment when you walk by and see the geriatrics playing that was more exciting than Tennessee and Vanderbilt basketball the other night at Memorial Gym. That's how bad that was. Now Vanderbilt is really bad. Tennessee is a steady basketball program that has had pretty significant success the last couple of years. They're rebuilding this year with a lot of new players. Vanderbilt's just in the tank.
Vanderbilt, you know who we are. Vanderbilt man, look in the mirror and knows exactly who he is. He is a tough man. He is smart, and he wears glasses, and he can beat you up with an encyclopedia.
Now, Vanderbilt is 0 for their last. Is it 25, 26, 27? What's the number? 0 for the last 20-something SEC games, dating back to all last year. And they hired Jerry Stackhouse, who was a phenomenal player out of North Carolina, 5-star. If they had the star rankings, been a 5-star, and had a long, distinguished NBA career too. But he'd never been a head coach. They bring him in here. He doesn't understand Vanderbilt. He's never been here. He has no idea what he's getting into. And he's got probably not much chance for success, which is typical Peabody. So anyways, this was on, and I'll tell you, just to give you a little background, and you folks, you can apply this to any school when you're studying them. Back in the late 80s, when I was getting started in this business, and I'd already knew that recruiting was going to be big, and nobody else followed it. Nobody else kept up with it. Nobody anywhere on the planet Earth talked about it on the radio. And I'm going to do this. Yeah, I'm going to implement this. And it was done with a lot of resistance, frankly. You know how today everybody talks about it and it's everywhere and everybody speculates on it and everybody looks at the rankings? When I started this, it was quite a bit of resistance. This stuff doesn't matter. It's not accurate. Nobody cares. I heard all that. Obviously, I didn't listen. I'm a good non-listener when it comes to the detractors out there. Anyways, Vanderbilt, Watson Brown, who now is part of this radio station, does shows in the afternoon with George Plaster, lives out in Cookeville. He was the head coach at Vanderbilt, former Vanderbilt star, quarterback. I mean, very well known. Vanderbilt folks love Watson Brown. He would let me come by Vanderbilt's football facility, their offices, and watch film. All the players, all the high school players. They had them on film, and I'd go in there. I'd spend hours and hours in there. They let me do whatever I wanted. Now, today, that would never happen at any school. But back then, late 80s, I go. They had two recruiting coordinator guys, one named Van Holloway, and the other one was a guy named Gary Shepard. And they would set me up, show me where all the data was and all the film was, and I'd go through just hours of footage on players. Literally, hours and hours and hours. Players across America, every region of the planet Earth. And while I was in there, I got to witness a lot of things. And I got to witness the frustration. This was 30-plus years ago, of what it's like to try and get things done at Vanderbilt, but all the loopholes and all the roadblocks you're up against. One day I remember walking in there, and I was going to go and start watching film, and Watson was in the face of a guy just screaming, another Vanderbilt employee, over something that had impeded his progress. How many people remember a guy named Sammy Baker that worked there? Nice guy, actually. No, I'm not trying to critique him. Sammy Baker. He was in this guy's face, and I mean he was blood red purple screaming. I witnessed this kind of stuff. They didn't care. They didn't care if I witnessed it or not, evidently. And that was when, 30-something years ago, I started realizing the lie, which is Vanderbilt athletics. Other than Tim Corbin in in baseball. Tim's been able to take nothing and make a superstar program out of it. That's the exception. Can't critique that. Tim Corbin is one of my favorite coaches anywhere, any sport, any level, any time. But that's when I realized what the lie was that's always perpetuated at Vanderbilt. Yeah, I think Gary's back in Clarksville now. That's where he's from. And I don't know where Van Holloway is. I don't know if he's still coaching or what. But I witnessed this inside the walls, everybody. And the lie has never been exercised from that lying university. Never has. And I'm going to tell you, it never will. I'm like Coach Marshall. I saw him tweet this. What's the use of continuing to bang your head against the wall when you know the lie never gets fixed? That's Vanderbilt. That's Vanderbilt. So, yeah, Saturday night I was reminded of that. Okay, here's what we need to do. We're just getting started. 615-844-5600. A lot of places we can go today on the show. Twitter at Bill is King. Coming right back. No guesting on Mondays, but all your interaction is included. So feel free. 615-844-5600. Goggin, Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Jump around. Jump up. Jump up and get down. Everybody jump. 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 Tell everybody jump, have ants in your pants when you're winning Rupp Arena. Everybody jump, jump around, jump around, jump up and get down.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right along out here. We're expecting it to be just a little bit lighter than normal, but it's picked up in the last few minutes on 40 East coming out of Dixon County up to Kingston Springs. Still working with that earlier crash, 3500 Black and Murfreesboro Pike. Hey, be sure to check out Ober Gatlinburg's Ober Rocks 2020. It's happening this Saturday. You can find out all the details now at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
And now, All Brothers Truck Repair, our one-stop shop for all your truck needs, located at 845 Visco Drive, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from All Brothers Truck Repair. Veteran-owned and operated with 40 years of experience, they're the experts for all your truck repair needs. Stop on by 845 Visco Drive or call today at 615-242-5103. All Brothers Truck Repair, proudly saluting our troops, veterans, and first responders.
Penn Station likes to mix it up. Cold subs for lunch, grilled subs for dinner, wraps and salads, fresh cut fries, chocolate chunk cookies. So whether we grill, we fry, or we bake, we like to give you plenty of options. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. This month, try the delicious pizza sub with fresh cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place which combines the best of bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is the answer. Experience a great time with family, friends, and co-workers at Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. With five centers in Middle Tennessee, there's a location near you. Book your next party or event, from birthday parties to family reunions. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is also great for fundraising events and company parties as well. For more information, go online to strikeandsparebowling.com. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area, as well as enjoying enhanced fun in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Hi, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email BillisKing7, that's number 7, BillisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, BillisKing7 at gmail.com.
Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
It was like, you know, grandma beat up dad at the dinner table and just no one wanted to acknowledge that it happened.
All right. We learned us some really sad news yesterday. Some of you will remember David. Some of you from outside this area won't. David Clymer passed away, and I did not know until I saw it on Twitter. David did a lot of radio with us through the years at WLAC, at WTN, at WNSR, and was a longtime columnist, actually beat writer originally at the Tennessean newspaper, and then was a lead columnist for them. And was the ultimate contrarian. I don't know how many shows we did, but we did millions. And David had retired a few years ago. I believe back in about 15-ish, he retired. He and his wife always vacationed on Fripp Island off of South Carolina. And their plan was to buy a place there and live there, which they did. Apparently, around Thanksgiving, he got sick, cancer, and it was apparently very progressive. I did not know this. I'm sitting on Twitter yesterday, and I see, well, Mike Organ of the Tennessean tweets that David passed away. I was just astonished. Knew him. He was good because he was totally opposite from me. Totally opposite. In so many ways. But the ultimate contrarian. And I enjoyed him, whether we were at an event or whether it was him doing the radio show. He would do a show for many years weekly with us. I mean many years. And really, let me think about this. About the time when I went off to satellite radio, he ended up with another radio station, and we didn't do much radio after that. So that was 15 years ago, probably. But no telling how many shows I did with him, and he was very good. You talking about stirring the pot? And getting people agitated, and David was really good at that. And he was a very good columnist. Whether you agreed or disagreed with his opinion, he was very good. A columnist isn't supposed to write a column and you agree with it. It's to force you to think. That might make you mad. You may totally disagree. But it's meant to get an emotion out of you. It's not meant to, that's wonderful. That's not what that's about. It's meant to incite a reaction, to make you think. Totally disagree. Go 180 on it. That's fine. Matter of fact, David liked the more people disagreed. If he wrote a column, the more people disagreed to him, the better. He encouraged people. Write a letter to the editor. You don't like it? Write a letter to the editor. He wanted that. Be highly critical of me when you do it. Don't hold anything back. Yeah, I'm sitting around. I'm just perusing. And I noticed on Twitter yesterday that he passed away. David Clymer. Well, I hate that. Yeah, and I also hate that I had no idea. I don't know how many people knew. I did not know. Apparently somewhere around Thanksgiving, fell sick, and it was a very progressive cancer. Apparently, now I was told it was pancreatic cancer. But rest in peace to the guy we called the Climb Dog. I enjoyed so much time with him. Never had kids. No, never wanted kids. Just he and his wife retiring on Fripp Island off of South Carolina. And I think they got 4 or 5 years out of it after he retired at the Tennessean. He was something else, man. And you talking about sources and knowing people. He knew a lot of people. The Climb Dog. The infamous Cosby Cattleman's shootout with Feinbaum on the show was when I was on vacation, and it was Clymer and Bubba Miller. They had Feinbaum on the show. Cosby Cattleman calls in, and it was a very infamous scream-off or whatever it would have been. And I wish we still had that audio. We don't. I wish we did. So rest in peace, Climb Dog, David Clymer. When I first got started in the business, and you got to remember, when we got started in the mid-late 80s doing the show, talk shows were taboo. Today it's mainstream. Every little city you go to, there's somebody's got a talk show, right? They're everywhere. There's multiple talk shows in every town, whether it's political, whether it's sports, whatever it might be. It's everywhere. It's normal. It's mainstream. It's understood. You may not agree with what's being said on some of them, but it's normal. Back then, it wasn't. Coming on the air and having opinions on the radio and critiquing things and agreeing or disagreeing, taking a game or taking a player and judging them was considered really out there now. And the print media did not like it. Number one, it wasn't real journalism. It's just some people popping off. And it'll never be mainstream. What we do in print media and all our rules that we have, which, by the way, there are no rules anymore, but back then is the way you do things. Coming on the air, just popping off, that's not real. That's some kind of silly joke. Clymer always understood it. And he was a strict journalist, but he always understood it. He was good with it. He wanted to be part of it. He liked that other medium. And he was very nice to me because he was a veteran. I was just getting started. Nobody knew me. He was always very nice to me. Very helpful. So rest in peace, Climb Dog. Just really upsetting news yesterday. Okay, we'll get the break. I see a lot of you commenting here on Twitter. We'll get to all that as well. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. Goggin Cold Hall Studios is where we're located. Out here in Wilco, Omni Nashville Hotel.
One of the first things we tell our players is to keep in touch with their families. And when our freshmen first arrive, we ask them to write a postcard home right then. You know, we keep them pretty busy, but they always have time to pick up the phone and call. And it's real important to keep in touch. Have you called your mama today? I sure wish I could call mine. Reach out and touch
someone. Good morning. Traffic still moving right along out here as we check it out live on I-24 coming out of Clarksville from Jolton. Now, they're working an accident right now with some injuries. It's going to be on 24 westbound right near Shelby Avenue. A lot of flashing lights in that area. 24 westbound here across the Sullivan Evans Bridge. So keep that in mind on 24 west right near Shelby. Hey, be sure to check out Ober Gatlinburg's Ober Rocks 2020. It's this Saturday. All the details at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And now, American Veterans United Heating and Air is reminding Americans to show support to the brave and honorable men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is courtesy of veteran-owned and operated AVU Heating and Air, a third-generation heating and cooling company. When it comes to the very best in residential heating and cooling, trust the name we trust. AVU Heating and Air, giving 15% off all veterans. Call 931-842-5392. AVU Heating and Air, they're people who care.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
When you're going from Natty Light to Dickel 12 to Popcorn Bill, you know your college football Saturday's probably going in the wrong direction.
Fix you on Twitter. Chris says, Bill, what do you think about Bama and Mac Jones? He says, I think he will get beat out by one of the other quarterbacks. He's a decent quarterback, but the talent of the others is undeniable. Well, the theory seems to be, which I am a believer in this theory, is that Bryce Young out of Cali, who's there now, midtermer, or you could call him an EE, early enrollee, will take over like Jalen Hurts did his freshman year when they opened up against Southern Cal, like the 2020 team does. Now, does it happen as fast? I don't know, but I think it happens. Bryce Young is a much better all-around talent than Mac Jones. We'll see. If that happens, then the other speculative item would be, does Taulia Tagovailoa stay around? And you would think, no. If he's not going to be the quarterback, what's the point? They didn't move from Hawaii to sit and watch for long. Pretty obvious there. Randy, big Hokie fan. Bill, speaking of kids transferring, Virginia Tech has wide receiver Hazleton and defensive end Gaines both leaving the program. Not sure what's going on in Blacksburg, Bill, but obviously kids don't want to be there. Well, now, I'll say this. Remember at the end of the 18 season, and there were articles about that, veterans threatening the young guys, don't play hard. We don't want to play in a bowl game, Marshall game. Don't want to play in a bowl game. You play hard in this game and we win, you're going to have to fight me. Remember all that? I think that got cleaned up this year. They had a pretty good year. The Virginia finale, regular season finale, was disappointing. But I think overall the season got remedied somewhat. Maybe not to the level you wanted, but it settled down. And here's the other item. This transfer thing has become pretty normal. If you've got a group of transfers nowadays, I don't know if it means there's some kind of problem that's festering from beneath. I think it might mean that this is now the official free agency transfer era of college football, and it's not just quarterbacks. Quarterbacks lead the way, but it's not just quarterbacks. So I don't know if transfers plural means somewhere there's a issue that needs to be fixed. It might just mean that kids don't stick around anymore. It's tough. I mean, it's a case-by-case thing, but that's what it might well mean. Buckeye Brenda. Bill, sorry I've not been tweeting as much. Been listening, though. We're back in Northern Virginia finishing up the house so we can put it on the market. And Buckeye Brenda, her and her family, they moved back to Ohio, and they've been in Northern Virginia for a while and are just trying to get everything to where they can put the house on the market. I would say it's a good time right now. I'm not Mr. Real Estate Guy, but I would say it's a pretty good time right now to put your house up and get on back to Ohio. Whatever else happened, I tell you what, I do love watching, and I don't get to see much, Patrick Mahomes play. Have you seen a quarterback that can throw the ball from more various launch angles than Patrick Mahomes? He's a young quarterback, too. I mean, think about his future. My gosh. He is exciting to watch. Again, I don't get to see too much of it, but I did get to see a lot of it yesterday because it was on every TV. Couldn't escape it. They're fun. Kansas City is like watching a college team with NFL players, obviously. It's like watching a college team. The way they go about things, their speed is crazy. Their speed, the way they get to the corner, the way they get, and the plays that are called there by Eric Bieniemy. Remember him when he played at Colorado? Eric Bieniemy is making a heck of a name for himself for Kansas City. Loved watching him. Eric Bieniemy played at Colorado during the best stretch in their history, which was late 80s, early 90s. They won. They split the national championship in 1990 with Georgia Tech. Colorado did. And I remember those teams. I watched them. Tennessee opened up the season against Colorado in 90. That game ended up a tie. Colorado ended up splitting the Natty that year. Tennessee, with phenomenal talent, did what they do under Johnny Majors and other coaches, underachieve. 1990, a team loaded with talent. And they lost two and tied two. Lost to Alabama in Knoxville. They were double-digit favorites, lost 9-6 on a field goal at the end. We've talked about that, but tied Auburn when they had a pretty sizable lead that year. Just incredible. Yeah, Eric Bieniemy was there at Colorado during that stretch. He was a phenomenal running back for them. Small but thick. Well, short but thick. Shouldn't say small because Eric Bieniemy was a tough back. Physical, quick, fast, all of those things. at Colorado. Yeah, the best stretch run ever that I can remember for them. No, Kev. Bill, is there a certain date where players have to declare for the He Gone Gateway? No. No, there's no free agency limit. Now, again, there are various rules, and doesn't mean you'll be cleared to be a immediate participant. That's all. Well, if you want to do that, get Thomas Mars. Cade Mays down at Georgia has Thomas Mars. And he is known for a lot of things, but one would be getting people cleared quickly. Now, if you're a grad transfer, there's nothing to really impede you there. But if you're not a grad transfer, then you still have to go through the NCAA. There's no unlimited free agency there. Dave says, Bill, can you comment on the Penn State hires? We will get into that. Yes, we will. Oh, Bob Shoup. For you Michigan fans, Bob Shoup. Bob lived here. And he was on the Vanderbilt staff with Mr. James Franklin. Went to Penn State with Coach James Franklin. Then got hired by Butch at Tennessee. That did not go well. Ended up at Mississippi State under Mullen and end up at Mississippi State more recently. Wasn't it after Mullen? Anyways, was there an overlap with Mullen there? Now, maybe there was 1 year. Somebody bean count that for me. Anyways, had some good defenses at Mississippi State. Obviously new leadership there now, and so he has been hired at Michigan. That's a good hire, Michigan. Now, obviously, your D coordinator is Don Brown. But that is a good addition. I'm a big Bob Shoup fan. Yeah. That's a very good. If you're a Michigan fan and you're listening to me, that addition is good. Now, I'm not saying that's going to make you beat Ohio State, because there are other issues there that are prohibiting you from doing that. But that is a positive, yes, sir, good addition for the Maize and Blue. For TTUN. That is good. If you're wanting some affirmation, there you go. Okay, let's do this. We'll take the break. Coming right back. Goggin at Cold Hall Studios, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there was a coach at Oklahoma State that was extremely proud of his gender and age?
I'm a man. I'm 40.
What if I told you his hair inspired the movie Joe Dirt? What if I told you that he's so cool he doesn't need social media?
Now I give a rat's about Twitter.
ESPC 30 for 30 presents Gundy, the man, the myth, the mullet.
Good morning. They're still working this accident involving injuries out here. A lot of flashing lights on 24 westbound here across the Sullivan Evans Bridge on 24 here up by Shelby. Wrapping up a crash, it's going to be there. Hickory Park at Shire Drive. It's going to be over in Antioch. As we watch traffic build out here just a bit now on I-40 coming through Mount Juliet. Hey, buying or selling a home, use who I use. Nakisha and Tony Tate at Exit Master Realty. The Tate team. Call 615-554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Kansas City Chiefs win the AFC title, beating the Tennessee Titans 35-24. The Chiefs were 7-point favorites and covered the spread by 4 points. The total 51 went over at 59. Chiefs and 49ers meet in Super Bowl 54. The Chiefs are the 1-point favorite. NBA today, the Raptors an 8.5-point favorite over the Atlanta Hawks at State Farm Arena as the Raptors play for their ninth straight win over the Hawks. Major League Baseball win totals released from the Westgate Superbook in Las Vegas. Atlanta Braves over under 90.5. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Black Oak Custom Construction is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This tip is from Black Oak Custom Construction, serving the area with pride and quality service for over 15 years. They're our local window replacement experts. For windows, doors, siding, decks, and more, give Black Oak Custom Construction a call at 615-605-7264. Black Oak Custom Construction, they're professionals who care.
My buddy James Warren is with me in studio. Class of 1977, Battleground Academy. He's the owner of Sir Speedy Music City. The name has changed, but let me tell you one thing that hasn't. They do great signage. If you don't believe them, go in and try it, right?
Absolutely, George. We love doing signage. That's a big part of our business. And if it has to do with trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, big signs on the side of your business, window decals, graphics, you see us all over town, and we love it.
Well, the bottom line is you want your company to look good. Now, give people phone number, website, that kind of stuff.
You can reach us at 615-832-9511. SirSpeedyMusicCity.com is our website. Print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com gets you to it.
Bottom line is you want your company to look good. When you go in, tell them Plaz sent you.
Your exclusive national sports radio, WNSR, SkyScan forecast. For this morning, a mainly clear sky, sunshine today, the high 34. Partly cloudy tonight, low 20. Tuesday, sunny, high 40. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, high 48. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network, I'm meteorologist Jim Rinaldi on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Look, I don't have a gun to my head saying, okay, if I don't know this by Saturday, you know, I'm going to miss church and go jump off the bridge.
Yeah, Dave asked earlier, Bill, comment on Penn State. They got Taylor Stubblefield. He had been at Miami. Now, he is a former Purdue player. He's a really good player at Purdue, actually. Some reason didn't get drafted, which I didn't understand that. I wasn't keeping up all that much, but I remember that. But he had been at Miami, I think, only this year as the wide receiver coach, and he's been hired by James Franklin. That's a good addition. That's a solid addition. Now, who am I skipping? Am I skipping anybody else? Remind me if I am. And I'll double back on that. Back to the De'Aaron King thing. There was a report on, was it Saturday, that he had told the staff at Miami that they were his selection, De'Aaron King. And then there was another report that said, no, we still got a few other teams he's considering, Arkansas, whoever. So I don't know where that's at. I don't know if that's a done deal or not. What kind of addition would that be? Well, it depends on how well he gets coached out at Miami. That's the question. And I think that's a question that's open-ended right now. We don't know. Jim in Jupiter. Bill, Knowles basketball is about to be ranked higher than any time in my life. Well, in the late 80s, when they came to Vanderbilt for the NCAA tournament, they came to Memorial Gym for the NCAA tournament, and MTSU beat them. I think they were ranked number 6. What are they going to be ranked? I guess in the top 5, right? I believe they were number 6 back then. but MTSU. Bruce Stewart upset them. And Bruce's top assistant, Tommy Smith, now works at Vanderbilt. I used to go up to the Borough, and we'd have lunch. We'd talk about ball players with Bruce Stewart and Tommy Smith. One of those hotels up there in the Borough. We'd meet, we'd have a breakfast buffet, and we'd sit and we'd talk ball players. Till Bruce got run out of town. That was about 30-something years ago, too. Coach Marshall checking in this morning. Bill, as a Vandy fan, I can enter the fan transfer portal. You can anytime you want. And if I'm you, other than Vanderbilt baseball, I would. I would. It's now, again, many of you, I'm sure that most of you listening were not watching Vandy Saturday night, Vandy, Tennessee. Now, Tennessee's their only thing is they're just replenishing players. They're going to be okay. They got a phenomenal basketball recruiting class coming in next year. But Vanderbilt is just in the depths of despair. Basketball, football, anything that matters. If you want to bring up some sport that nobody watches, go ahead. Don't bring that to me, okay? Don't bring up tennis. Don't bring up bowling. That doesn't count. No, nobody's going to give you credit for that. You don't get credit for that. So, yeah, if you were sitting around Saturday night bored, now Triple D was on the Food Network on Saturday night, but if you were bored, I can promise you, you did not stumble across Memorial Gym at Vanderbilt and say, hey, I might want to watch this. No. It is awful. I'll tell you how bad it was. The crowd at Vanderbilt spent the waning minutes only worrying about extending their three-point streak, which goes back since the beginning of the new rule, right? It goes back to what, 1984? Somebody bean count me on that one, too. That was the only thing that mattered. And, of course, they couldn't drop a beach ball off the side of a pier and hit water. So the streak was stopped. Post-game, now I did pull up the post-game just because I saw Vanderbilt fans complaining about it. Basically, Stackhouse, in a roundabout metaphoric way, said a big bleep you to the fan base. Oh, God. Peabody. Vol Nation, Bill, what kind of coach is Joe Ossovit at Tennessee? Is that, I don't even know. I don't know him, Vol Nation. I don't. You would think I would. He says, Bill, I know he's been on the support staff for a while, but he's on the road recruiting. What are your thoughts? I don't know him. I've seen that that's been brought up a couple times, and I don't, there are very few of these guys that I don't know. I couldn't tell you much about him and how that addition, or not the addition, but how that positively affects the Vols. I think the Vols are in solid shape for the future. It's like I've said, and this is not an original thought. I think everybody has this same thought. They've got to get their quarterback right. Buckeye Brenda checking in. Shiver me timbers, Bill. It's cold here in Northern Virginia. It's single digits back home in Ohio. But Buckeye football recruiting is still hot. Coach Marshall says, yes, Bill, it's been back 34 years. Yeah, I thought they changed the rule. The three-point rule went into effect. Was it 84, 85? Somewhere in there. So Vanderbilt's three-point shooting streak, having made one in every game dating back to the mid-'80s, was snapped. Stackhouse said something like, we're trying to just make a play, score any way we can, and the fans are only worried about that three-point thing. Coach Mercer says, Bill, it's 1,082 games. Nothing is sacred. In Memorial Gym, which I think somewhere, the day Eddie Fogler left and they hired Jan Van Bredekoff was the day Memorial Magic was forever exercised out of that gym. Never to be found again. Potty Mouth Stallings had a sweet 16 or two or so. But still, I didn't feel the magic back then, like the 90s. No. We'll be back. Hour two.
Ooh, yeah, I know what you mean.